Well, good morning, everybody. Mark DiMatteo here, coming at you with a message going out to our Great Questions group on this first day of April 2012. And by the way, no April Fool's jokes here today, as I trust none of us are fools, right? No, indeed, for we are all pursuing knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, right? Oh, yeah, indeed. Folks, today's title, this is actually message number 12 in our Great Questions series so far. And the title is The Astounding Significance of Cause and Effect. The Astounding Significance of Cause and Effect. And by the way, if you are new to our broadcasts, you are welcome to visit our blog site, which is markdimatteo.com, for more info, along with all of our previous messages. Again, that's Mark DiMatteo, markdimatteo.com, or demateo.com if you're Italiano. But okay, so let's get rolling for today in this message. In our previous message, I began sharing with you a few of the reasons why I personally wanted to believe in God. And as a reminder, this was in the context of our discussion on personal biases. One of those reasons was because I wanted to believe in the reality of a better afterlife, or heaven, if you will. And I spent a good portion of that message sharing some of the reasons why. As we concluded the message, I shared with you two questions that were related to this topic that I had to mentally work through. And they were, first, why did I believe that there needed to be a God for there to be an afterlife? And two, why couldn't I just simply believe that there was one, whether God existed or not? Well, at the outset of my journey, I really had no specific reason, other than the fact that there seemed to be a reason required. See, here too, I had become quite confused by all the different religious, philosophical, and personal ideas, and even experiences regarding an afterlife that I had been exposed to. Some folks believe that there was, other folks believe that there wasn't, and there wasn't a lot, there was a lot of variety in between, okay? Again, there seemed to be no clear consensus or agreement, and everybody had a different opinion. So here also, I needed something beyond just other folks' opinions or experiences alone. I was looking for something more real, more concrete. Therefore, getting back to my statement, the only reason I had for needing to believe in God in order to believe in an afterlife was the fact that there seemed to be a logical reason necessary. Now, I know that may sound a little confusing, but follow me here because it's actually fairly simple, yet a vitally important point. If I, once again, take another quick look at the real world around me, there always seems to be a reason behind everything that exists. Or another way to say it could be that for every effect I see in the world, there appears to be the need for a cause to have produced it. Like, I can look around the office here, my office here, as I've done before, and observe this reality going on. Everything in here, including the computer that I'm using now, the light that would normally be streaming in my window, but right now coming from my lamp as it's fairly early in the morning still, but all of these things seem to have a cause behind its existence. Now, I may not know what the cause is exactly or understand why or how it produced the effect, but it seems like to me that this was a pretty consistent condition for the existence of anything I could think of. On the other hand, I've never walked into my office one morning and seen something for the first time that had just popped into existence. It has never happened. And I would guess it probably has not happened for you either, right? This was true even when the reasons might not be visible to my eyes. Like when I see an airplane flying, I know that invisible air is partially responsible for it being able to do so. Same thing with our cell phones. They don't communicate by magic. Rather, there are reasons they do, and one of those reasons are the invisible electromagnetic waves that move between them and allow them to communicate. And as I've already mentioned, I may not know exactly what in a cell phone creates the waves, or why or how, but I know somehow it does. So here again, I was trying to be intellectually honest with myself. Now follow me here. An afterlife reality that could potentially accommodate all the myriads of people that have already lived and died on an even higher level than here on Earth would be an effect of stupendous proportions. I couldn't intellectually justify believing in something of that magnitude without a cause of equal or greater order to produce it. After all, as I've mentioned, I didn't want to pretend heaven was there any more than I wanted to pretend God was. And since I wanted to believe in the possible grand effect of heaven, it seemed only logical to me to need to believe in a cause as vast as God to produce it. Now, what was interesting was that I had once again, simply by observing the way the real world worked, had actually been discerning something intuitively that I would later discover was an actual, bona fide, quantified scientific law. Interestingly enough, it is called the law of cause and effect, or the law of causality. Simply defined, the law of cause and effect states that for every effect in the cosmos, there must always be an adequate cause. And that adequate cause must be something greater than and exist prior to the effect it created. Occasionally, some definitions will apply the law specifically to material effects. But causality actually extends into areas well beyond the material, like the cell waves I've already mentioned. In fact, there appear to be no areas we know of that are not under the influence of this law. Furthermore, cause and effect is one of the best proved laws in science. And remember, a scientific law is one in which no contradiction has ever been observed. In other words, referring back to a couple of our previous discussions and building upon the concepts we've already established, we can make this statement. Causality, then, is an established established scientific law, is therefore a valid or true explanation of reality. Wow. For every effect, there must be a greater cause that preceded it. Folks, this was an astoundingly significant discovery to me that became pivotal and foundational in my great questions quest. And in the messages ahead, I'm going to share with you how it became one of the most important keys in helping me to unlock some of the answers to the great questions. Now, in the next message, I'm going to continue to share a few more of the reasons I started out, quote, pro-God, if you will, as we are now beginning to move into the realm of my search for scientific evidence for any of his fingerprints, if you want to call them that as well. Just any indication, as I've said before, that he existed. Empowered now to look at our world through this new lens of causality, I think you will perhaps find some of these reasons I will share fascinating, mind-expanding, and even thrilling. But again, reminding you that at this point, I still had no proof that he was there. I just wanted to believe he was. And as I said before, it's not about the messenger. It's rather about the message. And quite honestly, folks, this is some good stuff, okay? And I love talking about it. And I hope you're having as much fun as I am. So until next time, you all have a great week. And we'll look forward to catching up to you in the next message, okay? Take good care, folks. Bye-bye now.